Charlotte, my name's David. I'm part of the editorial team in Inquire. If you could introduce yourself, what you're here for,
yes,
and how the experience has been for you, that'd be fantastic.
Right. My name's Charlotte Green. I was a student here at the University of Kent in the late 70s, and I'm here today to open this wonderful new media centre, and it's been a huge honour, and I've been very impressed by what I've seen.
So you were here in the 1970s. How do you think media has developed? So obviously, you were here in the 70s, so tell us about how the media...
I don't think I could ever have foreseen quite how incredibly it has developed and how professional it is now. It was really very basic when I was in Elliott College. There were two studios, quite small, in fact, very small, cramped. Basic soundproofing, we had egg boxes on the walls. But nonetheless, I still felt the real excitement of it. I loved it. I loved being a part of it. And it was a turning point for me. I realised those moments were among my happiest at the university. And I knew that that was what I wanted to do with my life. But coming back, and I must admit, it's a long time since I was a student here. I was only 7 when I began, of course. It's just hugely impressive. It's so professional.
What made you get involved in student media in the first place?
It just appealed to me. I just thought, this looks like fun. This is something I think I'd like to do.
I think that's what most people generally do these days.
Yes.
They see, it looks fun.
It looks fun. So why not go along, have see what it's like, and if you don't like it, then you don't need to come along again. But I loved it. I just found it tremendously exciting.
And
for me, that was set me on the path, and I've now spent a whole career in broadcasting.
Yeah, so you've gone from... Did you start at Radio 4? What was your transition from university into a career in...
I joined. I was very lucky. I got into the BBC straight after graduating. I graduated in the summer and joined the BBC in the October. And I came in as a studio manager, which is a very good grounding in all aspects of radio broadcasting and production. Really good teaching ground and training. And then I knew almost immediately that I wanted to get into presentation. And a lot of people were saying to me, actually, within the BBC, Charlotte, you should really use your voice. This is something you should do. And it was something that I was very interested in.
And you never had any professional voice training?
No, not at all. I'd done a lot of acting at school and a little bit here, but no specifically professional voice training at all. But I was trained once I got into Radio 4 presentation.
Sure.
So the good thing about the BBC is that you can apply to do anything. And there was an attachment scheme in those days. And you would do it for 6 months. And if they liked you, when a job became available, they would invite you to apply. And that's how it worked for me. And I had one of the happiest days of my life that I got into Radio 4 presentation. And I've really never looked back. I've just been so happy in that world of broadcasting and presentation. And it's lovely to come back here and see students so committed and so enthusiastic. That enthuses me to see how people evidently love what they're doing here.
So this is, I guess, do you credit part of your success to what you've been involved in here at Kent?
Very much so. It was definitely the starting point for me. I mean, had there not been a student radio station, I probably would not have got involved in it, or maybe not to the same degree. But I credit Kent with virtually setting me on the path, really. I just had such a fantastic time, and I thought, this is what I want to do. So I'm very grateful to the university.
And was it a degree that in media that you studied here?
I did English. I did English and American literature.
Okay.
But I just knew that I wanted to get into the BBC if I could, and I was lucky enough to go through the process and get in. And I've loved it. I've just had a wonderful time.
And that would be, in that case, so your experiences, if for the graduates here or coming up to graduate, anyone that's involved in student media, what one piece of advice would you give to somebody that's looking to get involved, or perhaps is already involved? But how could we replicate your successes?
I think the level of commitment and enthusiasm goes a long way. That's what they're looking for, I think, when they interview initially. And I also think it's very important to never give up. If you know that's what you want to do, because there will be setbacks along the way. No path runs incredibly smoothly. There are inevitably setbacks along the way. Never give up. And I think people recognise that and appreciate that you're determined to do it. And if you have a dream, this sounds awfully cliched, but follow it. If you know that's what you want to do, go for
it. Just do it.
And also, in the process, have fun. And that's what I've really enjoyed seeing today. Everybody is having a lot of fun. And that's my motto in life. Enjoy what you're doing and have fun.
Fantastic.
Charlotte,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. One last thing to do.